97% on the toughest math benchmark in the world. Trained without a single OpenAI token. Released by the company that owns $14 billion of OpenAI stock. The decoupling is no longer a rumor. Welcome to AI in 15 for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Big day, Marcus. Microsoft Build delivered exactly the announcement we previewed Monday. MAI Thinking 1 and MAI Code 1 Flash, the first major in-house Microsoft models trained without OpenAI data. Anthropic expands Project Glasswing to roughly 200 critical infrastructure organizations. Trump signs a watered-down AI executive order. Microsoft launches Scout, an autonomous agent built on OpenClaw. Anthropic files for IPO, and Michael Burry calls it a bubble. Stanford Law says AI tutors beat 16 law professors in blind ratings. GitHub Copilot app enters technical preview. Adafruit gets a legal demand letter from an AI startup. And a one-click VS Code token theft chain gets disclosed. Microsoft finally cuts the cord. Anthropic becomes a security utility. And Michael Burry shorts the AI trade. Lead story, Marcus. Walk me through MAI Thinking 1.
This is the big strategic move, Kate. At Build yesterday, Microsoft unveiled MAI Thinking 1, its first in-house reasoning model. Sparse mixture of experts architecture, 35 billion active parameters out of roughly 1 trillion total, with a 256,000 token context window. Microsoft claims 97% on AIM 2025 and 94.5% on AIM 2026. Those are the toughest mathematical reasoning benchmarks. It matches Claude Opus 4.6 on SWE Bench Pro and insurges blind human evaluations across 1,276 tasks. Raters preferred MAI Thinking 1 over Claude Sonnet 4.6.
And the coding model.
MAI Code 1 Flash, Kate. Smaller, 137 billion total parameters, only 5 billion active. Rolling out today to GitHub Copilot individual users in VS Code. Microsoft claims it beats Claude Haiku 4.5 on price performance. Both models launch on Microsoft Foundry, with Thinking 1 in private preview.
The part that really tells the story, Marcus, is the training data language.
Exactly, Kate. Microsoft went out of its way to say these models were trained on, quote, clean, appropriately licensed data, with AI-generated content excluded from pre-training, and built without distillation from third-party models. That last phrase is a sharp elbow aimed directly at OpenAI. Microsoft is signaling, these are ours, top to bottom, no shared lineage. The Mustafa Suleiman-led Microsoft AI superintelligence team gets the credit, which also matters internally.
So, is this best in class?
No, Kate, and that's the honest part. Hacker News commenters were quick to note that DeepSeek v3.2 and Kimi K2.6 score similarly with fewer parameters. The benchmarks aren't yet leaderboard toppers, but the strategic message dwarfs the leaderboard position. Microsoft has spent roughly $14 billion in OpenAI, still owns a stake, and is now actively decoupling. Own models, own GPU infrastructure, own training data. Combined with Anthropic's IPO filing this week, the OpenAI-Microsoft-Anthropic triangle that defined 2024 and 2025 is fragmenting into open multipole competition. The pro-Western libertarian read, this is exactly the outcome anyone worried about a Microsoft-OpenAI duopoly should have wanted. Real competition between Western labs, not a single dominant platform. The uncomfortable read for OpenAI, your biggest customer just demonstrated it can build a credible reasoning model without you. That changes every contract renegotiation from here forward.
Quick hits. Marcus. Project Glasswing.
Big expansion, Kate. Anthropic announced yesterday that Project Glasswing, the private rollout of its cyber-capable Claude Mythos preview model is going from roughly 50 founding partners to about 200 organizations across 15-plus countries. The original cohort was the obvious names: Apple, NVIDIA, Microsoft, CrowdStrike, Palo Alto Networks. The new sectors are the interesting part: power utilities, water, healthcare, communications, hardware vendors. Anthropic says the initial cohort has already surfaced more than 10,000 high or critical severity vulnerabilities, and that for many of these partners, quote, a major attack could affect more than 100 million people.
And Mythos itself?
Worth pausing on, Kate. Mythos is a general-purpose frontier model whose cybersecurity capabilities emerged as a downstream consequence of better code understanding, not a specialized security model. In controlled tests, it has written a remote code execution exploit for FreeBSD's NFS server, chaining 6 RPC calls, and found 0 days in every major OS and browser. Anthropic is deliberately not releasing it publicly, citing the offense-defense imbalance.
So, two stories at once.
Right, Kate. First, the defensive case. Anthropic is saying this model is too dangerous to ship, but we'll let trusted insiders use it to fix the world's plumbing. Second, this turns Anthropic into a quasi-utility for Western critical infrastructure security, which is a powerful moat as it heads toward October's IPO. Hacker News commenters also noted, less charitably, that this conveniently masks the fact Anthropic likely cannot serve Mythos at scale yet.
Marcus, Trump's executive order.
Watered down, Kate. After weeks of internal reversals, Trump signed an EO yesterday asking, but not requiring, AI companies to submit their most powerful new models to federal reviewers up to 30 days before public release. The original draft had a 90-day window and was supposed to ship last month. White House pulled it after pressure from AI industry leaders worried about hampering U.S. competitiveness against China. The final order explicitly bars the government from creating any mandatory licensing or pre-clearance regime.
What else is in it?
3 notable pieces, Kate. Treasury, Defense, NSA, and DHS are directed to stand up an AI cybersecurity clearinghouse, sharing vulnerability info with model developers and critical infrastructure operators. Federal agencies are asked to develop cyber capability benchmarks for frontier models, and the Justice Department is told to prioritize criminal prosecution of people who use AI to hack computer systems.
The political read.
Clear departure from Trump's earlier laissez-faire stance, Kate, but still less than Biden's rescinded EO required. Politico's reporting suggests Sam Altman's lobbying shaped the timeline. The skeptics' line, voluntary today becomes mandatory next year if a major incident happens. Industry's line, 30 days is workable, but it's still regulatory creep. The criminal AI provisions are largely redundant, since using AI to commit a crime is already a crime. But politically, they let the administration claim it's doing something. The libertarian read, voluntary is the right ceiling for now. The honest read, every AI safety incident from this point forward is a vote for mandatory review.
Microsoft Scout. Marcus. This is the other build announcement.
And it's the architectural one, Kate. Scout is what Microsoft is calling an autopilot, an always-on autonomous agent built on the OpenClaw framework. Unlike Copilot, which lives inside individual Microsoft 365 apps and reacts to prompts, Scout is persistent, runs across cloud, desktop, and web with its own named identity, integrates Teams, Outlook, OneDrive, SharePoint, Calendar, takes action without being asked, comes with a built-in policy conformance system that produces an audit trail for every action, and operates under its own Entra identity, every action attributable.
The OpenClaw backstory, Marcus.
Genuinely strange one, Kate. OpenClaw was an open-source personal agent project that hit 9,000 GitHub stars in 24 hours, blew past 214,000 stars by February, and whose founder, Peter Steinberger, originally of PSPDFKit, was hired by OpenAI. Microsoft has now wrapped Microsoft 365 governance around the same agent architecture and brought it inside the enterprise. VP Omar Shaheen said the agent, quote, becomes more capable, better understanding you, gaining more agency, and exercising judgments.
So Microsoft monetized OpenAI's hires old project.
Exactly, Kate. And undercut it for enterprises that need audit trails. This is the clearest example yet of what we've been calling the post-model shift. Runtime, identity, and governance are now where competitive differentiation lives. Expect Google Workspace and Apple to ship counterparts within months. Scout requires a GitHub Copilot subscription, which conveniently funnels enterprises straight into the Microsoft agent stack.
Anthropic IPO, Marcus. Michael Burry weighs in.
We trailed this Friday and Saturday, Kate, but now we have the filing. Anthropic submitted a confidential S-1 on June 1st, targeting an October public listing. 4 days after closing a $65 billion Series H at a $965 billion post-money valuation, revenue run rate hit $47 billion in May, up from roughly $10 billion a year prior. The company told investors it expects its first profitable quarter this June, with about $10.9 billion in Q2 revenue.
And Burry.
The Big Short investor wrote that, quote, nothing in the SpaceX S-1 suggests it is worth $1 trillion, let alone $2 trillion. And for Anthropic, quote, there is no guarantee and not even a strong likelihood that Anthropic is long-term worth anywhere near $1 trillion. His core argument, AI model training is far too expensive, too much brute force, and compute will eventually be commoditized like internet bandwidth was. He's expanded short positions against Palantir, NVIDIA, Oracle, the SOXX Semiconductor ETF, and QQQ.
The counter, Marcus.
Anthropic actually has revenue at a scale no dot-com 1.0 company ever did, Kate. $47 billion run rate is not a 1999 eyeball story. The bears say tokens are commodity hardware in disguise. The bulls say Anthropic's enterprise contracts and government work, see Project Glasswing, create durable revenue moats. Three pieces of AI financial history are converging in 1 month. Anthropic's S-1, SpaceX expected at $1.75 to $2 trillion, and OpenAI's anticipated public debut. The Burry versus Bulls debate will define the AI public markets narrative through the fall. The libertarian read, public markets are exactly where this debate belongs. Let the prospectus be tested by quarterly earnings, not private round optimism.
Marcus, the Stanford Law Study. This one I find unsettling.
Should, Kate. Professor Julian Yarko led a study where 16 contracts professors from 14 U.S. law schools authored 40 representative student questions, then rated 2,918 anonymized pairwise comparisons between LLM-generated answers and answers written by their peer professors. The LLMs won 75.33% of comparisons on average. Professors flagged LLM answers as pedagogically harmful in only 3.53% of cases versus 12.06% for peer-written answers.
Caveats.
Honest ones, Kate. The study tests LLMs as tutors, not practicing lawyers. 16 professors is a small sample. There's high inter-rater variance, but the result is still uncomfortable. Experts could not reliably tell their own colleagues' work apart from the AIs. And when they could, they often preferred the AI. This isn't about replacing lawyers. It's about a specific pedagogical task where the cost-quality curve has clearly inverted. If AI is a better-than-average tutor in one of the more rigorous graduate disciplines, the financial case for charging $70,000 a year for foundational law instruction gets thinner each model release. And the deeper question, what does expertise even mean? When AI consistently matches the median expert, gets harder to dodge.
GitHub Copilot app, Marcus.
Quick one, Kate. GitHub yesterday expanded the technical preview of the Copilot app, a standalone desktop client for Windows, macOS, and Linux, to all Copilot Pro, Pro Plus, Business, and Enterprise customers. Key features: a unified My Work view, spanning issues, PRs, and sessions. Parallel agent sessions, each running on its own Git work tree and branch. A Canvases feature, giving agent work a place to, quote, take shape, become visible, and get verified. And Agent Merge, which iterates against your team's review comments and failing checks until it can merge. A new Copilot Max plan is being introduced for Pro Plus customers.
The pattern.
Two things, Kate. First, Git work trees are now the foundational primitive of parallel agent coding. Every serious tool, Claude Code, Cursor, now Copilot app, has converged on the same pattern. Second, GitHub is finally treating coding agents as a first-class workspace primitive rather than an in-editor sidekick, the same architectural move Microsoft is making with Scout. Hacker News reaction was mixed. People liked the features, immediately noticed the new pricing tier and rapid quota consumption versus the old Copilot. The token cost discipline story we covered Sunday continues to bite.
Adafruit and Flux AI, Marcus.
Small, but symbolic, Kate. Adafruit, the maker electronics retailer, disclosed yesterday that on May 22nd, it received a demand letter from Jonathan Lenzner, a former FBI chief of staff, now at Fenwick West, representing Flux.ai, an AI-powered PCB design tool recently funded by Bain Capital. The letter demanded Adafruit refrain from publishing an article allegedly containing, quote, false and potentially defamatory claims about Flux's intellectual property, commercial traction, and user base. It invoked the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act.
Adafruit's side.
They say they accessed only information Flux's own servers exposed via a misconfiguration, and that their planned reporting was responsible disclosure of a security concern, Kate. They've paused their blog while consulting counsel. Limor Fried, the founder, posted on Hacker News that she reached out to Flux's CEO directly, hoping to resolve it. Multiple electrical engineers in the thread posted scathing reviews of Flux's actual product, calling it a, quote, token grinder.
The lesson?
Streisand effect is now in motion, Kate. The demand letter is the story. Whether or not Adafruit publishes, the pattern, well-funded AI startup, legal threat, public backlash, is worth watching as the bubble inflates. Founders learning the wrong lessons about how to manage critical press is its own kind of canary.
Last one, Marcus. The VS Code vulnerability.
Real one, Kate. Security researcher Amar Askar published a detailed write-up yesterday of a one-click remote code execution chain in VS Code that can be triggered from an untrusted workspace. The key vulnerability. GitHub.dev posts an OAuth token allowing GitHub interaction on behalf of the signed-in user, and that token isn't scoped to the current repo. Once stolen, it gives access to every other repo the user can access. The chain bypasses VS Code's new publisher trust system by abusing local workspace extensions, which have no publisher trust requirements.
And the context?
Brutal, Kate. This lands in a security environment already shaken by the May 18th NX console extension breach, where a malicious version live on the marketplace for just 18 minutes harvested credentials from 1Password vaults, Anthropic Claude Code configs, NPM, GitHub, and AWS, leading to compromise of roughly 3,800 GitHub internal repos by a hacking group called Team PCP. Editors and AI coding tools are becoming the soft underbelly of developer security. Almost every credential a developer touches passes through their editor's process, and most extensions run with that process's full privileges. As AI agents start writing code with these same credentials, the blast radius of a single compromised extension is now enormous. Combine this with Monday's ChatGPT for Sheets vulnerability, same category of failure, two first-party tools in 2 weeks.
Big picture, Marcus.
One theme, Kate. The contest has demonstrably moved beyond the model. Microsoft's MAI launch and Scout, GitHub's Copilot app, Anthropic's Glasswing expansion. None of those are about who has the best model on a benchmark. They're about who controls runtime, identity, governance, and distribution. Even Burry's bear case fits. If model compute commoditizes, the value migrates to the orchestration and trust layer. The libertarian read, this is genuine multipole Western competition emerging. Microsoft decoupling from OpenAI, Anthropic building a security utility moat, GitHub making agents a first-class workspace, all without a single government mandate forcing it. The uncomfortable read, the VS Code vulnerability and the NX console breach are reminding us that the trust layer is exactly where the security holes live now. Capability is racing ahead, but the identity and audit trail story Microsoft is selling with Scout exists precisely because the prior generation of tooling cannot be trusted around credentials. That's the gap. Whoever closes it owns the enterprise.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.